My man Eddie Gonzalez with us here. We already talking. We vibing, man. We having some fun talking about life. Hey, do you know what is, do you know the origins of this issue between Tim Hardaway and Tyrese Halliburton? Because we found a rumor, and if it's a rumor, if there's any reality to that rumor, like, oh, that's good. Yeah, yeah.
A certain insider sent me that.
Okay.
I don't think this is true. So.
Okay. Well, tell.
Can I say one thing before we get
tell back? That certain insider please, to figure it out.
Please kill the idea of USA versus the world in All-Star game. Please let's just let that die.
I mean,
there's not 12-4 in All-Star.
Hey. I don't know if they want that smoke.
Talking about
USA. Talking about USA. I don't know.
But there's not 12-4 in All-Stars.
You could probably get 8 though.
What you gonna do with 8 All-Stars, man? Okay, so look, because I'm arguing about this on Twitter for the last hour. Mm. So to placate
you arguing that, on Twitter? Nah.
So to placate that idea, we say, okay, we have 8 true foreign-born All-Stars. And that includes Luka, who didn't make it this year. That includes Franz, who was hurt and didn't make it this year. So we have to cut 4 spots so they can have their 8. Or are we giving 16 to the Americans? Because there's 16 American All-Stars.
You can find 12, though. You can find 12.
We're like, just going to plug in Jamal Murray, who doesn't deserve it more than LaMelo Ball. Or, like,
I'm saying, like, Franz will probably get on there. Is he an All-Star, quote-unquote? Probably not. But because of that format, you can get to 12 with guys like that.
You're going to get them boys ran out the gym, man.
I don't know.
You're going to get them boys ran out the gym.
I don't know. It's tough.
They did as close as they could this year. They had their fake foreign team, and they had to have Donnie on there and Kat on there and guys who aren't necessarily supposed to be on there. And they got ran out the gym by the old heads with no center, with no LeBron, with no AD. Let's be serious.
Who did?
That team, that the team that played in the finals of the All-Star game with Wimby, with Jokic and all, this whole foreign mob, they drafted it that way on purpose. They had the youngins, they had the old head team, and then they had the foreign team. They couldn't fill the foreign team, so you get Donovan Mitchell, you get Kat.
I didn't even realize that was what was going on.
Ran out the gym. It was 11-1. They had to call a timeout.
Yeah, but
they lost 40-20.
There was no
Wimby was mad.
There was no Jokic. Was SGA on that team too?
Yeah.
Well, the damn Kevin Hart, SGA couldn't get warm. SGA was like, I'm cold again. I just warmed up 40 minutes ago.
Hey, don't put them boys on the real estate like that. They will get run out of the gym.
Don't
care about this game, man.
Don't do anything like what you just did. Just everything you just did, scrap all of
that. East-West, the best guys.
That's it.
That's it.
Just do East versus West.
Well, Eddie, like I said, it all comes back. This is how I felt over the weekend and, you know, after seeing things. It all comes back to these players, man. Like, all the little gimmicks and stuff that's going on, like, I kind of empathize with the NBA because they're like, we got to try something because you guys won't play. You guys won't play. So we got to bring out Kevin Hart, who hasn't been funny in 15 years. We got to have these little weird formats because y'all won't play. If you would play, we would just play the game.
I mean, I said that, look, we definitely romanticized the early 2000s games, I'm sure. But they were better than this. Mm-hmm. They were better and more competitive than this. I keep saying the same thing. We could say it in Sacramento. It might not get me stoned like it would anywhere else.
Stoned.
Steph and Damian Lillard, they ruined the All-Star game. Mm. And I guess Trey and Luka. Because there's nothing exciting about missing a half-court shot. For the fans, for the guys on the court, if we was at 24-hour fitness on flooring and somebody was chugging, we'd all be like, come on, bro. Even if you made one, be like, yo, I'm trying to hoop here.
Right.
What are you doing?
Right.
Now,
right.
If not me, I'll say if D'Lo went up for a dunk and he happened to miss, but he went up for the dunk, it was like, oh, I get that. Okay. It's nothing exciting about dudes shooting half-court shots or 40-foot shots or sidestep threes all game. It's just not the same. No. We're not even bumping into each other. I don't have to guard you out there.
Right.
We're just watching you shoot.
I agree.
So it's just a different play style, and I blame them.
Who's them?
Dame, Steph, and Trae Young. And Luke
in there,
too.
I can do it in Sacramento. I can't do it, like, nationally or on Twitter.
Oh, and look, now that he's gone, De'Aaron, we don't need to see that type of effort in the All-Star game again. That was atrocious.
not the old heart voice for the
I got love for him, but you can't come back to the party playing like that. Come on. No, like,
he didn't.
You got to go above and beyond to get back, because that was ridiculous.
How long you think before they shut De'Aaron down?
Ooh, it's tough. I mean, they probably shouldn't have won that game last night. We don't got to talk about the Phoenix Suns, because I'm more asking that question about them boys over there, too. The fact that they had their draft pick got me eyeballing the Spurs and wondering, you know, just how soon we're going to see that. Mm-hmm. Because there's nothing to be gained for them. I think we have our 10 playoff teams. Shout out to Sacramento Kings for that.
Salute.
The further they slip, the closer they got to get to doing that. You got to get up in that draft if you're the Spurs and you had that opportunity. Yeah, I mean, your coach is out. You've been working with an assistant all year, and it's time to shut that down.
Hey, so okay, let's talk about it. Like, it's just Phoenix it's just not gonna happen. Like, I'm still afraid of their top end talent, right? Like, I'm still like, can't count them out, and you still can't just because they lost yesterday. But like, nah, man, I can't envision them just with all those guys healthy, just not making it. But I mean, they had to scrap and claw to get it to 8 last night against that sorry Spurs team. It's just not going to happen for these guys.
Man, I thought we was going to skate by. We was going to talk about Yankees get to wear their beards now or something.
That's crazy.
But all right, we going here. I mean, at the end of the day, it's not a good team. It's not a good team. We're watching them play four guards and Kevin at center some nights. We're watching them bench guys left and right. Here and there might be some lineup changes coming tomorrow against the Bulls as well.
How many more players do they have? It's like their fourth lineup change.
Yeah, and it's like it's clearly they can't defend well enough, and they're honestly not scoring enough either. Even on a night like last night where Kevin shot really well, Booker struggled a little bit. You get Royce O'Neal's career high, and you're in the Blues anyway. Without Wimby, you know what I mean? So we're going to keep getting them stories like we talked about on here. It's every time. I mean, Kevin got into it yesterday. He I ain't seen him that annoyed in a while. I guess CP just does it to you. But we're going to start getting them stories. Bill Simmons being the body language doctor today on Twitter. getting videos zoomed in on. And look at he's quitting. He's not happy. Yo, you're not going to be happy when you're losing that game. Like, if he was smiling, we would also go, oh, look, he doesn't care. He's laughing. Yeah. They're down. So, like, there's no winning here. Uh-huh. And it's just going to keep going. It's just going to keep going. I'm going to tell you straight like this. The Grizzlies and the Rockets play on ESPN tonight. What you think they're going to talk about when it comes time to talk about that game tonight? Mm-hmm. What do you think they're going to talk about? They got the Lakers and Nuggets tomorrow night, national television. What do you think they're going to talk about tomorrow when they talk about that? Like, that's the story of this season now. And it's just going to keep going. People are going to start suggesting you fire that coach, even though you've had now 3 coaches in 3 years. Like, it's
– I think Bud's part of the problem, though. I do think Bud's part of the problem.
Oh, I think he is, too. But this type of situation doesn't get better. And what is firing Bud do for you at right now? It's just more of a circus.
Yeah. For sure.
We've introduced a new ring to the circus that's only getting worse. When you get a chance, commercial break, whatever, go look at their schedule in March. Go look at all of everybody they play. That is a – they got Cavs games. They got Thunder games. They got Celtics games. They got Kings games. They play Kings last game of the season. That game might be for the playoffs. Like, it's a rough schedule over there that they got to play. It's probably going to get way worse.
Sounds like the Kings March where we got Milwaukee, Boston, OKC in three times in 4 days.
Right now.
Kings got a really long homestand and got a really long road trip.
Right.
Like, they schedule guys got them good.
The road trip is like at the end and it's like it's a mix. I know you got like Detroit and stuff, but you got Washington, Charlotte on there. It's a mix. This Phoenix.
And then you finish with like 3 playoff teams too, right? You finish with like three of the teams you're bumping against for the spot.
As of today, I know James Hamm mentions this often, and he's spot on. As of today, the Kings have the fourth toughest schedule, according to strength of schedule percentage. Phoenix is second. Phoenix got a Cleveland game. They got a Thunder game. They got two against Boston. They got the Knicks. They got the Nuggets. And they got two against Memphis. And that's just like the top-end teams. That doesn't take into account if they play the Warriors or something like that.
It's tough, man. It's tough. It's going to be a nice little stretch. And the problem for the Suns is everybody got better around them. And, I mean, even the Spurs had, but obviously they lose their big guy. So that changes a little bit. But everybody got better around them, and you pretty much did that.
How bad is it? How bad is it there? Like, is it that bad? Like, because I think this Kevin Durant thing is fascinating. Like, it really is. You laid this out well before. Kevin didn't want to be traded, didn't ask to be traded, nothing of the sort. The team tried to trade him without his knowledge, kind of shut the whole thing down, and somehow he's the bad guy in all of this. Mm. Somehow he's catching all of the heat. And it's like, man, I'm never not fascinated when fans side with ownership and side with franchises rather than players. Like, it's incredible to me.
You're in my bag right now. I mean, it looks bad. I mean, you're losing too. So whether it looks bad or not, you're losing. They play the Bulls tomorrow, then they play the Raptors, and you know what they struggle against? Big athletic teams. When they go to Toronto, they're gonna play some athletes, some long arms, and some big guys. Chicago, it's a toss-up. You know, they're about that level of team right now. Mm-hmm. It's a toss-up. You're on the road, and who knows? Chicago's getting healthier. You're going to struggle with the big fella. Like, it's a lot going on. How bad is it? I mean, we've been saying for some time. Look, Kevin made his grand return to Golden State as next to Steph on the All-Star team. They actually won. He handed Steph his All-Star MVP. And what did he do? He had to sit with Malika Andrews and go – and answer a bunch of questions about this. He do it every step of the way. Like, how bad is it? I mean, Kevin's a pro. He gets on the podium yesterday and says, yo, it's beauty in the struggle. We're going to work our way through this, or we're not. But the point is, we're going to play through it, and it's not going to shake me. Says all the right things, but he still has to hear about it. Mm-hmm. And your teammates still have to hear about it. And you're asking your coach about it. And you got your GM doing the radio and he had to do a press conference. That noise is not nothing. Kings fans know that we've dealt with noise for forever. That noise is not nothing. It matters. It creeps up. You don't want to be dissected like that. And you're losing games. So is it bad? Yeah. And it's going to be worse in the summer because it's going to be the vultures circling and wondering, how do we get Kevin Durant out of that team? Can we get Devin Booker off that team? That's going to happen all summer.
I always think about, you know, you talking about Book and – he's franchised there. You know, he's embedded into the Phoenix Suns culture, or the recent Phoenix Suns culture, and how they wouldn't move him. I mean, it kind of feels like Phoenix is getting close, very, very close to a point where, like, all things are on the table. We may have to just strip all of this down and look to rebuild. I don't know if you do that in a market like Phoenix or you know, if they're open to doing something like that, but it feels like they've played all the cards they had at this point, and they're not even going to make the play-in potentially. And at that point, like, what are we doing? Like, what are we really doing?
I mean, I think if you're looking at the team and you say a lot of questions, wondering what's Kevin's true value in the market this summer, right? He's will be on the final year of his contract. He will be 37 years old in September. Now, he's great. Top 10 player, you argue wherever spot he is, but he's been great all year when he's been healthy. He's on that contract. He's making that much money. He's going to require a new contract right after. But he could also has the power to say, yo, I'm not signing anything. I'm going to test free agency next summer. So what is the price for a player with all of that, all of those caveats? And you know the team has to trade him. Is it the same as it was 2 years ago, 3 years ago? Two starter level forwards, five draft picks, swaps. No. Oh, no. So what are you getting back if you're the Suns? In the teams you're looking at that are interested, the teams you keep hearing, a starter, a young player, maybe one pick. People are talking about them getting their pick back from Houston. If you're Houston, yo, y'all are out. Y'all are in the lottery now. Y'all might slip even further. That pick ends up being the sixth pick, the fifth pick, why am I trading that? Why am I giving up stuff and trading? I could just draft five. I might get Ace Bailey. Like, I might get VJ Edgecombe. Like, I might get a guy. So I don't know what the market is. And if you're trying to recoup all these assets and build for the future, it might be a better market for Devin Booker, who's 28. He's gonna, you could demand some draft picks back for that. Cause then I think if you're Phoenix, you have to sit there and go, is it worth it? Is it even worth it for us to pair Jalen Green and Devin Booker? Like, did our team just get better? We added a pick. Like, there's a lot to be figured out, and I don't think it's as cut and dry as people think. Even the other shooters. Oh, if we take Julius Randle and Naz Reid and we pair them with Devin Booker and what we have here, is that a playoff team? This team we have right now with Kevin is in the playoff team. Lot to be discovered, and a lot for that front office to figure out. Yeah. Do you ship away the homegrown star? That's a tough decision to make. The Kings just made it, but that's a tough decision to make. But it's one they're gonna have to face.
Who's in worse shape moving forward? Phoenix?
Philly.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was the question.
That was the question. Who's in worse shape moving forward, Phoenix or Philly?
I mean, when I ask about chatter around the league 2 years ago, I mean, we could say it now because it's just about dead. It was like, yeah, Houston's getting ready to really make a run for Joel. Oh, okay. Brooklyn's getting ready to really make a run for Joel. Okay. Golden State maybe getting a run to make a run for Joel. All that's quiet now. All that's quiet. Not that Joel is bad, but he's about to be 31 years old. And he's got all those health issues. And he's outward saying, like, yeah, I need a major knee surgery. Paul George. What is that? Like, I think Kevin, LeBron James, Stephen Curry, they've kind of distorted our version of what a 34-year-old, 35-year-old former All-Star looks like. Because they kind of look like Paul George. They don't always look like Steph Curry or LeBron, who's scoring 40 at 40 and all that stuff.
Crazy.
And you're dedicated to three more years of that at a max. Like, that's a tough spot. And how do you trade those guys? And how toxic is that contract? But, yeah, I would say Philly because Kevin is still valuable. Like, you can still get something for Kevin. You know how I know you can't get nothing for Paul George? He was widely available at the deadline. Not even a call. We're good. We're good on that.
So, all of a sudden, the Clippers look like geniuses.
Man, for real. They got, right. They got out of there.
Yeah.
The other killer for me is – and I don't know why you did this if you're Philly. Why did you sign Joel to that extension? You could be looking at him coming off the books next summer, I think it was before. Like, I think that's what the previous contract was. But for reasons that nobody can explain, they went and signed him to an extension. This guy, I was having conversations with these guys before they signed a contract and said, like, yo, you probably should start shopping them. Like, you should probably start shopping them. And they went the complete opposite way and said, no, we're going to keep them here forever. All right.
Well, it's similar to the Luka situation, right? Like, whatever warts there are, Philly knew better than anybody. And they still said, oh, we'll pay. Whereas Dallas, they were ballsy enough to say, do we want to? You know, and Luka's a better player. But whatever warts they were, they knew better than anybody, and they still went with it. So we're in a new NBA world now where a supermax contract, we gotta squint a little bit, try to make sure. I think we're going to see that with Memphis and Jaren Jackson, who's probably going to win Defensive Player of the Year and now be supermax eligible. Hearing the rumors about Ja Morant over there, like, everybody's squeezing a little tighter right now. Like, if we're going to pay you max money, we got to have max production. And you look at a guy like Ja, like, it's not the question you ask, but can he play 60 games a year? Like, this is a slight guard who relies on driving, who isn't a great shooter, and he keeps getting hurt. Yeah, I don't know. That's crippling right now to a franchise. And you're seeing that in Philly, I think, is what the issue is you're seeing there. Can I ask a question before we get out of here? Because it's a question I keep getting asked, and I need to ask the experts.
Yeah.
Why did the Kings not take any of the young fellas back? Were they just up against it? Or did they just decide we want a lateral talent and Zach LaVine is good enough as a return for this trade?
I think they had their eyes set on Zach LaVine.
Okay.
That was it. I could be wrong.
Okay. I thought it was that simple, I don't think I am.
I really do think it is that simple. They had their eyes set on Zach LaVine. San Antonio was how they could make it work. San Antonio probably knew that, and that's why it happened the way that it happened.
I also think, and this is just an assumption by me, I mean, if you're San Antonio, why would you give up anybody? You're not really trading
with San Antonio.
But you're trading
with Chicago, so San Antonio's like, I don't have to give up anything to make this work.
Oh, well, that aspect, and like, if they could have just worked with San Antonio, I think they would have. I think San Antonio was like, why would I give you anything? I'm talking to Rich. He's coming here regardless.
Yeah, but that's now you sound like a fan. That's not reality.
What's not reality?
That he's just coming here regardless. You telling me like Rich Paul, the agent, is going to say, yeah, he's going to come here and sign for $100 million less, $80 million less? Well, there's no way. It's like, get him now so you can get the 5 years, $296.
Yeah, but
or whatever he signs.
But he's going up against the Kings situation. So, yeah, San Antonio has a little bit of urgency, but they don't have that much urgency. They don't have that much urgency where they're like, we'll give you whatever. It's not.
But it's not what it. I think there's a far cry between we'll give you whatever to we'll give you something. So, they didn't give them anything.
So how that, and you could be right. I don't know. But how that comes off is they didn't even ask about the other guys, or they didn't press them about the other guys. And they didn't care about the other guys.
That's basically what I'm saying. Like, it seems like the Kings prioritized.
I don't think it's true.
It was better now than the other returns, and the other guys are good. They're mystery boxes, right? Mm. And instead of the mystery box, the Kings said, "We want the boat."
Yeah, I don't think.
To me, that's
no. I'm with you, and I'm not saying they didn't ask for Stephon Castle or Keldon or whatever. Mm. I think they were just willing to not get them.
Yeah, it seems
you
like...
You know what I mean? Like not that they didn't want
to... hold De'Aaron hostage. It got to the point where it's like, you know what? We're out. You know? Let's get what we can get and let's get going. Well, to me. But that's why, again, that's why I'm asking you guys. And I just think... I don't think that Spurs deal is a prize either. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think getting Keldon or whomever is just like this home run. I like Zach a lot. You know, and you also got to work with Domas's timeline. Like, we're not going to be bad right now.
That's the other thing. And that's what people outside maybe don't understand. They still wanted to win.
Yeah.
And win for them at the very least is like we're trying to get to the playoffs. And that week that De'Aaron requested that trade, before I was like, everybody was like, yeah, we'll figure it out in the summer. And then you saw how that team reacted and what was going on. That can't happen. Like, he's got to go. So maybe they created their own sense of urgency and their own short timeline because they wanted to win immediately. But I think that played a big role into it, too.
Yeah, it seems like the Kings were more urgent. And I think, honestly, they saw an opportunity to get a guy they've been looking at for a long time. Mm-hmm. And they weren't going to send him to Chicago. They weren't going to do a swap straight with Chicago. So it's like, all right, let's figure it out. The Spurs were smart in that. Like, the other teams that were salary dumping grounds – they just hopped in trades and they just did whatever and grabbed picks. The Spurs were the smart ones enough to go, oh, we're going to dump some of our salary. Like, we're going to, you know, they played it well and it fell in their lap. So, but yeah, I was just curious what you guys' perspective was on that.
Yeah. Yeah, man, this will be an interesting final stretch of the season for sure. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of real interesting teams to watch that have ramifications like for years. Phoenix being one of them, Philadelphia being another one. You know, there's the Howard Beck rumor that the Memphis Grizzlies came out and shot down about, you know, Ja Morant and this offseason. So
and then there's another. I know we don't have time, so I'm not going to get into it. But Eddie, make sure you stay listening when we come back from the break. There's another one that I do not.
Eddie knows what it is.
He probably does. The Ja rumor. Did we talk about?
No, not the Ja rumor. I'm not to kill the tease. You're talking about Giannis. And I assume you're talking about the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah, and he was all in the video this weekend too.
Of course, he was.
He was all in the video.
Involved a certain team in Boston, but that's neither here nor there. They've shot it down. But look, you're gonna see a lot happening this year. Them big contracts. These teams are not all that excited.
That apron was really a game changer, huh? That apron was really a game changer.
CBA is garbage. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, this yeah. CBA's
okay, okay, Draymond, relax.
CJ needs to be fired.
No. See, oh, well, all right. Eddie.
Now that we don't see him no more, I can tell crazy.
Yeah, yeah, right. Eddie, we appreciate you, baby. Thanks as always.
This day,
yes, sir. Likewise.